the numbers had you behind all evening, and then I guess when the St. Louis and Kansas City numbers came in and the heavy Democrat vote turned things around for you. How hard was it to wait for that to happen tonight?
Well, you know, all night I had faith in the fact that we spent this entire campaign grinding it out. I mean, I've been to county fairs and festivals and towns all over this state, and, you know, the margin of votes that we won by, I am positive I've shaken at least that many hands over the last year. And, you know, we, when it came to fundraising, I mean, we raised our money from people, you know, in smaller amounts. And we believed overall that the hard work and the message of having a Secretary of State's office that takes a nonpartisan approach, represents everyone, looks out for everyone, makes sure that everybody has access to the ballot. We believed all along that that would make the difference, and I believed it all night, and turns out we were right.
Have you talked to Shane?
I have not yet.
Okay. In a situation like this, and this happens with the Democratic candidates generally, the Republicans carry most of the counties in the state of Missouri. The Democrats carry the metropolitan areas. What do you think needs to happen to the Democratic Party to make it be a party that is more than just a metropolitan area party, that will carry areas that that now are pretty solidly red?
Well, if you look at the county breakdown in this race, you know, we actually performed very well in a lot of areas outside of St. Louis and Kansas City. We won Boone County, we won Buchanan County, you know, we won a lot of the collar counties. But what I think it comes down to, in answer to your question, is that, and I think what this race teaches us, is that, you know, Missourians are not as partisan as some other politicians are. And it's our responsibility to approach office, whether you be a Republican or a Democrat, in a way that recognizes that fact and focuses on just doing the job. And when you do that, the voters will ratify that. And that's what they did tonight.
You have a couple of months now to get ready before you take over the job that Robin Carnahan is giving up. Are you going to be working with her and transitioning into that job very much in the next 2 months, so you're ready to go when you take the oath?
Yeah, we'll be ready to go, absolutely. You know, we have a transition plan. You know, I'm an Army officer, and I believe in having a plan. And we've had a plan in place, and tomorrow morning we start executing that plan.
Now, I saw a newspaper article that said that you would become the first Jewish statewide officer since 1984. You'd become the first wounded military veteran in at least 50 years, if not more. Do those distinctions make any difference to you?
Well, first, I don't want to take credit for something that's not the case. I think that the article you saw said that I'd be the first combat zone veteran, not because I was not wounded, thankfully. You know, what means a lot to me, I mean, certainly being a veteran and being a soldier is a big part of who I am. And obviously, it's always something that's gonna be a big part of my priorities in terms of how I approach things. That means a lot to me. You know, being a member of the Jewish community, obviously, is also something that I'm proud of. But more than anything, I'm a Missourian, and that's what I'm always going to That's what's always going to mean the most to me in this office and in everything that I do. You know, if there are groups out there, such as Combat Zone Veterans or the Jewish community, that take special pride in my victory, then, you know, that means a lot to me too, and I'm glad that that's the case.
What are the things that have happened in the Secretary of State's office under recent Secretaries of State that you hope to build on or that you hope to improve?
Well, as I said during the campaign, you know, the Business Services Division of the Secretary of State's office has, you know, made great strides over the last few years in bringing down the price of starting a business, bringing down the amount of paperwork, and that gives us a tremendous opportunity to focus on making more entrepreneurs in this state successful. And when we can do that, when we can connect new entrepreneurs with you know, organizations in their communities that don't cost any extra dollars to taxpayers, that can help them be successful, then we're going to create more jobs in the state, and that's going to be my number one focus.
Any election law changes that you'd like to see made now that you've been through this arduous campaign?
I would like to see early voting, and I'm going to continue to work I'm going to continue to work on early voting. And also, you know, I will continue as, you know, I believe the state's chief election officer should talk about the true fraud in our elections. And I believe that's our campaign finance laws. And I've been working on that for 4 years in the legislature, and I'll continue to work on it as Secretary of State.